Hello, staff. This is Frank. So I have our survey that we had last night. It says, do you have any questions or need for clarity on any procedure at school? And I have about five or six, so I wanted to go over them so you heard from me. I realize sometimes nuance with our voices and stuff is probably more representative of how we feel. I'm not keen on sending out a huge, long email. So the first one says, do we need to document every behavior on the behavior referral, or can we mention several problems we've had on multiple days for a particular student? Could the form be made simpler? It takes more time to log it online than it does for me to note the disruption in the binder where I'm keeping my record of classroom issues. You know, I think really we want to make sure that we have an option for everyone. This is my understanding of it. That you could use the online referral things through Google, and that can easily give us some information. You could also document Aries.net under the classroom discipline, I believe it's called. I'm not sure how to query that, so I'm going to figure out how to do that. I need to ask someone how to do that. It says, could the form be made simpler? Yes, it can. I know the Google one, I'm not a particular fan of having the required date and stuff in there because my fingers are too chubby, and on my phone it it's an issue for me. It says it takes more so my thing is, if it works well for you with a binder online, then that's fine. But you know, when it comes to a point where we need tier two or some steps beyond your documenting, we need to know, and you know, you need to be able to share that with us. The parent needs to know as well. So maybe that's something we can talk about at our next staff meeting. It says here, second question, at the YCJUSD kickoff, superintendent gave an impassioned message that seemed to have care about kids and love them above all else as the thesis for educators to latch onto. Does Parkview have a list of 3 to 5 things that should be a priority for teachers in the eyes of the school admin, staff, and district? Thank you. That's a great question. You know, I think I will go back to kind of a document that we made a couple years ago, just about tips and bits. I think it's like, it's the cumulative effect of all the little things, and it's not one like silver bullet type of thing. My thing is, we need to look at the tiered fidelity indicators, and I think that has about everything we need to do. Show proximity, scan, recognize the behaviors that we want. Recognize that as a 4-to-1 ratio. In middle school, it's really, really hard because we can see a lot of things that can take our attention. But I don't know, maybe this will be something that we can provide to staff. But for me, I'd like to see some things, and I'm noticing myself as a broken record sometimes in evaluations. But first 5 minutes, last 5 minutes of class, is there any idle time with kids? Do we have a schedule up on the board? Do we use, do we ask a question to the group? Then do we give kids time to discuss? And then do we call on kids at random? So, but you know, this might be a question that we talk about with everyone. But above all else, like, is there one way to kind of accelerate relationships with kids? Probably not. But is the cumulative effect of all the little things we do? Probably. You know, I do want to give a shout out to people at their door and people that are engaging kids, you know, when the bell rings. I mean, really, honestly, the passing periods are considered instructional minutes. Now, we're not going to sit here and split hairs, and that isn't going to be the hill anybody's going to die on. However, I do appreciate people being out at passing period, having their doors open, because that says so much to kids. I mean, it's not something like I want people to do. It really is about, I think that small act has such a profound impact on kids, I think. No questions. Are we collecting usable data on behavior for PBIS? If so, when can we go over it? Terry and I were talking about that today. We're going to have to figure out a way to get all the systems that we have inputted. So like, for instance, the first question was, can I keep my notebook? Okay. However, how do we report that to the group? You know, maybe you can report it don't know, we'll have to talk about that as a group and maybe brainstorm as a group as well. I can get some easy data dashboard stuff, and I've included that one bulletin, and I'll try to go over it again and include something else this week. PM duty, next question. PM duty, basketball courts. Kids say you said they could stay and play basketball. First of all, I never said that. My understanding is that we need to clear the blacktop. Please clarify. Obviously, those are kids who want to play, and they're, whoever the adult is telling them Mr. Tucci said so. So I never told anybody that. I talked to Terry about it after school, and they clear them out. So I would be just more concerned with if kids are engaged and playing basketball, let them. If they get late, the monitors will kick them out when we lock up everything. Next question. I think the Eagle Bucks are effective. We all need to know what they can be used for in order to promote that with students and keep them wanting more. You know what? There is a raffle going on this week for Xbox cards, and that's something we need to work with the PBIS team too. Maybe we have one thing a week that we're doing, but you know, we do a drawing that can be turned in at the library, and I just bought 30 candy bars and stuff from Costco, stuff like that, and we're doing raffles. We'll have to be more consistent with that. Support staff, when a student needs Tier 2 support in the PBIS plan, what are the next steps? I think the next step, if it's beyond your classroom, I think the next step is a let Becky or I know or the counselors know, and I think we need to bring a parent in. And we need to bring the teachers in and to say, this is what we're doing. Let's develop some type of next step for this kid. So I think if things aren't working, you need to refer it to Becky or I, and then what we'll do is we'll set up a parent meeting with a counselor, with us, with teachers, and we'll figure out a plan for these guys, and then we'll set forth, this is the discipline that we're going to institute if these behaviors continue. So I think it's a clarity for people, and I think we can't do anything until we bring them here in front of us and to meet. And I think we need to set things exactly what next step by step of what happens when we see the behaviors that we don't want. Next person says, the tardy bell seriously hurts my head if I'm outside. Can it be turned down? Yes, it can. I'll try to lower the decimal level. Next book, The Advantage Book. Are we supposed to have the whole book read or just read the chapters by the time it is presented? Well, ideally, we purchase the book, so at the end of the year, we end up with the book being read. So the next chapter, I believe, is from the leadership team. It'd be great if people are prepared. And I think it goes up to page 37, if I'm not mistaken. I think I have my copy of my bulletin here. The advantage, believe it or not, that's the only page of the bulletin I don't have, unless it's right here. Yes, it is, up to page 37. It's a great read. It's an easy read. It's a great book. How do we submit things to offsite printing place? I don't remember what it's called. It's called a Reprographics. See Marlene up in the front. She'll hook you up. All right, and I'll try to do something like this with other things as well, and I'll post this on our classroom. Have a great evening, everybody.